Manifested Live. Catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.
Drive 959.
For those who've just joined us, this is Drive 959. Time just flies, guys, when we're here, so you better buckle up. Hold on, because we've got the drive moment. I'm sure a lot of people can definitely relate to this topic. It inspired, obviously, by what transpired in America over the weekend, the attempted assassination of former President Donald Trump, who yesterday chose his VP, Vice President. So he says he was doing an interview with BBC, I think. He says the most incredible thing was that I happened to not only turn my head, but to turn at the exact right time and in just the right amount, he said, adding that the bullet that grazed his ear could have easily killed him. And that's exactly what I said, because as he was turning to look at his followers, that's when this bullet just grazed his ear. So that's what inspired our topic today. So we want to find out from you, lucky to be alive, bad things that could have happened to you but didn't. With me, there's always been cars.
Lightning.
Always before. Rascumba.
Lightning. So, growing up, Tembi Zindulwin, the next door, there used to be a huge tree.
Okay.
And you know when sometimes, when it's raining,
we
still want to play as kids, strutting. I decided to go in lean.
Yeah.
When it was started to rain, lightning hit. Maybe 10 or 15 seconds after I moved from the tree.
No way.
The tree was on fire.
No.
Like, it was 15 seconds maybe, man. Hmm. Like, just from the tree running to ending. Banka tungene kishin.
Yeah, it's shock.
Oh, ngabo mhlophe manje.
Ngaba ngikho, that's another thing.
This is a serious conversation.
We nearly died here. I'm lucky to be alive when you're playing. What is wrong
what
with
is
you?
What's wrong with this guy, man?
Lightning.
He's supposed to say thank God. Now he can't because we are giggling.
I'm giggling.
Yeah.
It was that quick. Like, bang in the kitchen, closing the door, lightning hit. And you could tell it was somewhere like
that. Yeah.
When open mountain, if I said the tree was on fire,
yeah,
so the tree, yeah, shaya cracker
in half,
So when the rain stopped, they had to cut the tree, because in any case, and this was in,
From an early age, I was taught to stay away from trees, when there's lightning, So, one thing that I can remember, so years ago when I was in Mufftown, right, I didn't have a car, so I knew of these two girls who are from Botswana. The other one's name I forgot. Her name was Maungo. And my two friends, one used to work for Standard Bank. The other one worked for Bob TV, Billy. So they wanted to take a weekend trip to Johannesburg to go to a party in Krugersdorp. And they approached me like, "Hey, Muna, come with us. We're going to Johannesburg for a weekend. There's a party." For some reason, guys, I was not interested in that trip. I lied to them. I said to them, no, I can't, because on Saturday I've been asked to do the top 40. Right? But on the day they were leaving Skumba, they came back again to plead with me.
I see.
To go with them. To plead with me to go with them, Skumba. I said, no, guys, I can't. I can't go to Krugersdorp, you know? I have to work. And then they left. Sunday, a message comes through. All of them had perished in a car accident.
No.
True story.
No.
Billy Makhwa. Yeah, Billy Makhwa was a camera guy for Bob TV. Timothy worked for Standard Bank. And there were two girls from Botswana and another one from Mafikeng. Yeah, they perished in a car accident.
Yo, how did you feel after that?
Kumba, crazy. I just don't know how I felt. Eh?
Yo.
That was close.
Yo, that
like
was too close.
Guys, I remember even his cousin actually tweeted, you know, and tagged me a few years ago to talk about how her brother wanted me to accompany them to Krugersdorp. They perished, their car accident gone.
Sure, and you know, as you speak about car accident, about I think it was last year, I was still doing the early morning show.
Yeah.
So I drive obviously from the south, right? So for whatever reason, I delayed leaving the house that day. Then I get out of the house. I'm driving. I'm on the M1 now. I'm driving. And I see Katlego Sekgotho. Her car is in front of me. and then we're driving. As we are driving about, we are all frumpy and smart. We literally see the back end of the crash. So the crash has just happened and the cars are settling. So they're only getting out of their cars now. The car is spinning for the last time. And when we got to the office, I'm like, do you understand that if we were there just 1 second earlier, because they were also strewn across the highway. So so nearly accident. They were occupying most of the lanes. We would not. There was no way we would have dodged that crash. Had we been there, all we needed was be there early, 5 seconds early. And it was, we were part of it. We were then part of it.
Yo, Sean, I don't give a what ancestor I on air.
So Glenn nearly died. We didn't say nothing.
We didn't say anything. We were shocked with you.
Yeah.
So we nearly died.
Yeah, of course. I'll teach him.
Lucky to be alive. The best things that could have happened to you, but they didn't. All right, we're talking about lucky to be alive. The bad things that could have happened to you, but they didn't. And yeah, we want to find out what was that? What was that in your life? We have a caller.
Yeah, we've got a is their name here? Caller with lucky to be alive. Our story. Is it Aura?
Welcome.
Hello, Aura.
Hi.
How are you, Aura?
All right,
your name in full, is it Ura Orapeleng? Orapeleng? Oratile. Eh?
Oratile.
Oh, Oratile.
Yeah.
All right, right. Lucky to be alive.
I'm very, very glad, and it's my first time. Oh, my word.
Nice one. Welcome.
All right, thank you.
Tell us, why. What's your story? What is that moment that made you feel very, very lucky to be alive?
So it was 2022, May the 22nd. I woke up, it was a Saturday. I ran my errands, I was just fine. And then in the middle of the night, I started having seizures. Okay, fine, my husband took me to the hospital. And then I was hospitalized, obviously, because they could see that I'm not okay. And then after 2 days, the seizures, I dissociated, the neck.
What?
And then that's when they said, no, we need to put Oratile under a coma. So literally they put me under a coma because my heart was starting to fail. My kidneys were failing. My blood started to have, like, they said it's too much acid. So they had to, like, I had to operate with machines, literally. So I was in a coma for 2 full weeks. And in that period, they had contacted a doctor in Cape Town. I don't know who the doctor is. And this doctor told them about an article that he had read. He's not sure, because I'm not epileptic, if it will work on me or not, or Joanna gets it. And then they obviously had to ask my parents to sign some forms that we can see that your daughter is not getting any better. Even though we put her under deep sleep, she's still having seizures. So the only way we can do this thing is for us to perform, or to give her the medication that was given to the person who was stage 4 epileptic.
Okay.
And then, well, my parents didn't have a choice because I was literally dying. They had told them that I will not make it. And if I make it, I will be a potato. So they signed the form to say, okay, you can do whatever you have to do in order to save our child. Well, yeah, I was put in a coma for 2 weeks, and the medication, I was given the medication, but in that 2 week period, and yeah, I woke up and I went home without medication because the doctor said they had absolutely no idea what I had.
Wow.
What?
Glad to be alive. I mean, once you got out of hospital, were things back to normal? Were you able to walk, etc.?
Obviously, I was not able to walk, so I had to start all over again from eating, from walking. I had a, what do they call them? The ones that help you to, what do they call them? Yeah. So I was assisted for like 2 days or 3 days.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. We're glad you're alive, Aura.
I was fine. And yeah, because what was wrong with me, they didn't have to give me the medication, because we cannot even give you a green pill. Like,
They didn't know what was happening.
What's wrong with you? You understand?
Mm. But you're alive now. Thank you.
So thank you so much for the call, Ora.
I hope now again get mad losing.
So hey, me and my cousin were very, very close. And then that day he was gonna be closing at his workplace on the 24th of December 2015. So he said to me, "Hey, you need to come and fetch me, my guy, as usual, since we spend so much time." But you know, funny enough, that day I didn't have strength in jail. I was like, "Hey, let me go and see my other aunt that I miss." And then I told him, "Don, let's just hook up tomorrow. And since really we're spending X months together, he's my cousin, we go to families together." Out of unforeseen circumstances, there was an attempted whatever, people trying to steal a Dion wired there by Cedar that night, and then they mistakenly shot him thinking that he was part of the people because the shopping center was quiet and it was closed for festive. Yeah, so just like that, the guy was gone. I know what if I was there, I'll be gone. Belena,
no, I was on my way to work. Kidimo taxi. I'll carry my razama on N12 from Protiatland. All of a Sunday, give transport. Go to your private car. She changed lanes. Change her lane. Yeah, I come on sighting now. Now go home. Can I get come on sitting a camera drive? Yo, can I not get couple feet?
We.
It's like Linji. It was my throat. Can I kill him? It's a fellow motor. Can I kill him? Fallage within 2 months. It's not like I put it there.
I know. We're not supposed to laugh. Hold on.
There's a Cape Town.
I love how she's using sounds. Can you play that voice note again?
Go.
Like, I love how she's using sounds.
Oh my God.
Let's go.
No, I was on my way to work. Getting my taxi. I'll carry my razama on N12 from Protiatland. All of a Sunday, give the transport. Go to your private car. She changed lanes. Change her lane. Yeah, I come on sighting now. Now go home. Can I get come on sitting a camera drive? Yo, can I not get couple feet? It was my throat. Can I get a motor?
Drive 959 with Glenn.
Komuto and Skumba.
Monday to Friday, 3 to 6 p.m. If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.